Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment on Hilchos Sukkah. We were discussing yesterday laws involving the length of the walls, the height of the walls. In conjunction with the act is interesting in terms of the relationship between the walls and the schach. The schach, the cover of the sukkah. Whatever we define as your minimum length of the wall, what you're saying is that for that entire length, the schach is running adjacent to that wall. Meaning, let's say I have a wall that's very long, but the schach doesn't go up to the wall. The schach is only covering half of my sukkah, and it doesn't go from one wall to the other wall. That's a real problem. In other words, the definition of the wall is only if the wall is working in conjunction with the schach, which means the schach is running all the way up to your wall, which would mean the schach is either over your wall, on top of your wall, or it's right up to it. Now, there's a very important caveat to that, which is another halacha of Moshe Mesinai called good asik mechitzasa, which means that the minimum height of a wall is 10 tefachim, 40 inches. But halacha tells us that once a wall attains the height of 10 tefachim, in our minds, it's as if the wall goes all the way to the heavens. So that once my sukkah wall is 10 tefachim high, I could theoretically keep on going up. I can view my sukkah wall as it keeps on going up however high I need it to go, which means I could have a sukkah wall 40 inches high, and I could have the schach much, much higher than my sukkah wall, as long as it runs on top, over, not resting on, but it runs over my sukkah wall. Even if there are many feet in between the top of my sukkah wall and the bottom of the schach, that would be okay, because that's the concept of good asik mechitzasa, that once it's 10 tefachim high, it's as if it keeps on going. One statement. Second statement, really, the schach doesn't have to run all the way up to the wall, because we learned earlier in the series, Halach L'Moshe Mesinai, that if a gap is less than 3 tefachim, less than 10 inches, it's as if there's no gap. So, let's say I have my wall, and the schach goes almost all the way up to my wall. I'm talking horizontally now. In other words, let's say the schach doesn't cover my wall, it almost gets there. But horizontally, the gap between the end of my schach and the wall is less than 10 inches, that's good enough. So even though we say that the entirety of the halachic wall needs to be in conjunction with the schach, meaning the schach needs to be covering over the wall, it doesn't have to be resting on the wall, it can be much higher than the wall, and truth be told, it doesn't even have to be directly over the wall. If horizontally it's within 10 inches to the wall, that would be good enough. This halacha is extremely relevant, having to do with there are situations where people will create halachic walls and the schach really doesn't rest on them. We'll get into this later in the series, God willing, but many people, when using canvas sukkahs, actually don't use the canvas around the frame as the halachic wall. Many people create some other type of halachic wall. Maybe they have some kind of lattice work or something of that sort, which is 40 inches high. They start it from the ground. They run it all the way around the sukkah, and those are their halachic walls. Now, wait a second. The schach is much higher. It rests on the frame of this canvas sukkah. That's not a problem as long as my lattice is at least 40 inches high, starts from the ground, and if I were to draw a line up from the lattice, straight, it would hit the schach. Or, like I said, it would even come within 10 inches horizontally of the schach. That would be okay, too. So, thank you so much for joining us, and have a wonderful day.